kicking us off with our Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and host of the Bunker Tour today out at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, that is. And down live at Augusta National is the president of the PGA of America, Don Ray. Don, vice president. He's not president.
Soon to be president.
I early titled you there, Don. Welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a big day. It's Masters weekend, and we are hosting the event out at Augusta Ranch. But, yeah, I was calling a little bit late just because the traffic was a little crazy here. And, you know, obviously you can't take cell phones on the site. But, I'm in my parked car right now, very safe. So I'm looking forward to talking to you guys.
But, Don, it's not raining. As I recall, last year it was raining about this time when you called in.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, it was raining. No, the weather's great. There isn't a... The trees aren't moving at all. It was blowing yesterday. Ooh. We had got sandblasted on 18 when that wind was blowing that sand out of the bunkers. But today, I'll tell you what, the birds are chirping, and it is perfect scoring conditions.
So, Don, how do you watch the golf tournament? Do you walk around, or do you find a hole to sit on and watch? What's your game plan when you go to the Masters?
I think as vice president, you know, there's a lot of PGA members that go here. We know now that because of the new portal that PGA members get to get in for free, there's about 2,000 PGA professionals here. So I set up some chairs behind 18 where Karen and I sit, and then I hang out under the oak tree until that first group comes up 18 fairway because I see a lot of members, and I get to talk to them, and it's really cool. So we're basically working, but, you know, it's a good office, what can I tell you.
Now, is your lodging at a home or in a hotel?
We actually rent a home out on Champions Retreat where they played the ANWA. So it's we've been out there actually, you know, with Arcus just purchasing that golf course. They've had a really cool Top Tracer activation. Obviously, you guys know we have Top Tracer at Augusta Ranch. So I've been, you know, meeting with and talking to the Arcus people and the Top Tracer people this week out there on the ranch. So it's been fun. It's a little bit further away than a house we used to have. It's about 30 minutes away, but it's such a cool place because it's right on the golf course.
Yeah, Champions Retreat is a pretty cool joint. But now let me ask you a question, Don. If you ever get confused and somebody tells you to take a right on Martinez Way, they really mean Martinez, okay? Just ask the Augusta pronunciation.
Yeah, they do pronounce it a little bit different in Arizona as opposed to Georgia. So, yeah. Well, then there's a lot of things like that, right? Hey, I'll tell you what, as PGA members, obviously it's the greatest benefit that we get, and we're always so grateful of it. But we lay low out here. We watch the tournament. We try to pronounce everything correctly and enjoy the fact that, Chairman Ridley allows us to come out here every year, all of our members. So it's so cool. I mean, it's just so cool.
It is.
So pimento and cheese or egg salad?
Egg salad, absolutely. Although I've been trying the mix. Someone told me to do this.
Yes.
You take the pimento a little, you take the one slice off, boom, and you put it with an egg salad. I actually dig it. I think that's my best combination so far.
Don, you got to take the chicken sandwich and pimento cheese, combine them. And then you got some fire.
I got fire there. All right. I'll give it a shot today. I'll let you know.
That's going to cost you $3.
Wow. You can't lose much, dude.
That's worth a shot.
You can't go broke at the Masters tournament unless you go and spend about $10,000 or $11,000 in the merchandise tent.
Exactly.
When you go to the Masters, what is your spend, if you can say, in the... golf shop or in their merchandise facility?
If Kurt's listening right now, he might go, what? Obviously, Kurt Hudak, my business partner at Augusta Ranch. But, you know, handing out, you know, Master shirts to our staff is a really cool benefit. So I buy a lot of shirts. I mean, it was over 5,000.
Oh!
To the point where they actually came up to me and said, well, you get to ship it right then. So it's super easy. The UPS shipping that Augusta sets up is just amazing. It's how fast you get in and out of there. But, yeah, they actually came up to me and said, hey, what are you doing with these shirts?
Right.
Because I'm sure that they're worried people might try to resell them.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like, no, they're absolutely gifts for the staff, at the golf course that I run. So it was interesting. But, you can get there quickly. You know, the shirts aren't priced like sandwiches, that's for sure.
Well, Don, what has there been anything at Augusta National, the Masters, that has surprised you this year that is not the same as it was in previous editions? Or is it everything's just, I know there's been some changes to the golf course, but is everything just kind of just clicking along status quo and there's no big surprises?
No big surprises at all. No, it's just smoother. You know, the way they get everybody in and out of the golf course, it's really sometimes hard to really see the changes that they make. Mm-hmm. You just kind of end up experiencing it, and you're like, oh, this is a little, like, oh, they must have changed this. You know, it's, they're very savvy and intuitive, you know, in the way that which do things, whether it's parking or the bathrooms or, you know, wherever they move. And buildings just show up. I mean, yeah. It looks like some of these buildings have been here for years, but, like, dude, that's a new building. I mean, no doubt about it. So it's very impressive. This week for us has been a little different just because a lot of FaceTime happening, obviously, and what's going on in the industry right now. And everybody's talking to everybody. We, you know, we've had FaceTime with the tour. We're having FaceTime with the USGA. We're having FaceTime with the manufacturers. And, you know, I think since we're pretty far past COVID now, we're getting back to the habit of face-to-face is better than anything, mm-hmm. and everybody is here. So why wouldn't we, you know, get to work a little bit and shake some hands and just build relationship? No big decisions are being made. We're just building relationships so that if things do pop up, we know that we can make a quick call to the person and not, and not rely on emails, you know?
So Fred Ridley came out emphatically on Wednesday and made his comments that the Masters tournament would be 100% behind the USGA's rollback. How is the PGA of America's stance? Because he had said he was hoping that the USGA or that the PGA and the PGA Tour would get on board with this. What has been the PGA of America's stance now?
Yeah, it hasn't changed. We're very happy they got away from bifurcation. We're happy they pushed it to 2028 and 2030. We do think that's still a little problematic on balls floating around and literally PGA golf professionals having to police, say, is that a 2025 mm-hmm. Pro V1 or a 2030 Pro V1? I mean, there will literally be vintages of balls, in my opinion, of like, oh, man, what do you got, dude? You got a 2023 Pro V1 because I heard I can get an extra five, right? So I think, you know, we haven't changed. We would like to see them lower that speed a little bit more. We really do. We told them this in the meeting that we had this week is like, certainly appreciate moving the bifurcation, certainly appreciate moving the dates out, but we still think you should come back. When we talk to our manufacturer friends who do a lot of great things for our 30,000 members, we do want to have their backs a little bit here. So we've had active discussions, you know, with TaylorMade, Callaway, and Acushnet, and just to see where they're at. And so we still think we'd like to talk a little bit more. And, you know, Chairman Ridley, it's awesome, you know, that he's supporting the USGA like that. And I think for us, we want to support him. We just would like to see a couple things change. So we'll see. We believe it's that we're still conversating, and we certainly did yesterday when we met with him. And let's just see what happens. But our stance hasn't changed, Greg.
All right. One final question for you. The Bunker Tour is out at Augusta Ranch today for the Spring Fling. And with every one of our events, we always tie a charity as a benefactor to the tournament. And this year, or this week at your facility, it is PGA Hope. Tell our listeners what PGA Hope is and if there's any chance that they can get involved and help or donations.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because anytime I get an opportunity about PGA Hope, it's you know, it's a great opportunity. It's helping our Patriots everywhere. And the reason it's a little different than most veterans programs is PGA of America has a deal with the Veterans Administration, the VA, and literally doctors there can prescribe a golf lesson with a PGA golf professional who's been trained in adaptive lessons, above the knee, below the knee, PTSD, you know, and we can get them out of their house, that suicide rate's at 20+. Mm-hmm. And it's proven that you know, the PGA, we do a lot of programs that change lives, but we only do one that saves them, and that's certainly PGA Hope. So we obviously embrace that program at Augusta Ranch. We hope everybody does. You can go to PGAReach.org, where all of our 501c3 activities happen with the PGA of America, because we are a C6 as an association, a C3 as a charity, and Hope is one of those pillars. And so, yeah, if everybody could give a little to that, I promise you, we are laying hands on veterans and on clubs, and they're getting it airborne, and it's saving their lives because it's getting them out of the house.
That's fantastic. All right.
Well, I lied. I've got one more question for you. Who's going to win tomorrow?
Brother, I have to go Max Holman. The reason I say it is because the man, about 3 years ago, it's PGA Junior League Championships out of Greyhawk, and we said, hey, can you come out for 30 minutes and see the kids? And he stayed for 8 hours. Wow. He did putting competitions with him, chipping. He went on the golf course with them, and he had a joy on his face. And so a man like that, you know, to see him playing very consistently in a tough day yesterday, I love Scheffler, you know, and there's a lot of great players, but I'm going to be pulling for Max Homa. He's from Arizona. He loves, you know, what we do up there at Greyhawk with the drive, chip, and putt, the championships, or the PGA Junior League Championship, I'm sorry, when they hosted it. So let's go for Max. You know, let's go for like a little 12-under Max Homa on
there
Sunday.
There you go.
That's
Con Ray bringing it.
Joining us. Have a great weekend, and look forward to seeing you down the road here back in Arizona.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate the relationship at Augusta Ranch. You know, it's very nice of you. We consider you guys friends and partners, and have a great Masters weekend.